My father grew up in a crack house with my grandfather, aunt, and three uncles. My mother ate 1 to 2 small meals a day in order to to raise my sister and I. Socialization is the aspect of conforming and adapting to conventional standards in order to fit in as an ordinary person. In this paper, I will be describing my father and mother, how they were discriminated, how I grew up socialized in terms of being raised, and how I grew up being shamed for my family's lack of wealth. There are many refugees who escaped from Vietnam to seek a better life and a safer life, my father included. My father and his family found shelter at a crack house in San Francisco, then moved to San Jose a few years later when I was born. With little money, my father went to school wearing mostly the same clothes from day to day. He was criticized for being poor with little to wear. My parents met when they were in college through mutual friends. My mother graduated from the University of Pacific after 5 years of perseverance with little food, hours of studying, a part-time job, and while raising kids. She would skip meals in order to make sure that we got the nutrients we needed. Her peers would always condemn her for being too skinny, but did not succumb to their verbal attacks and carried on. My parents were also mocked for being Asian by the way they looked, since they were part of the minority. They were both raised and classed for being Asian as well as being poor, and worked rigorously to support their families. The unseen struggles and backgrounds of people cannot be discovered at a first glance, but rather by stepping back to see the bigger picture. In the 2000s, one of the most discriminated religions was Christianity. As a child, my parents enrolled me in a private Christian school so I would be well educated and not struggle like they did. Many of the kids at my school were privileged and had lunches brought to them with a variety of food places daily. During lunch at school, the other kids would bring out their Happy Meals with their toys, while I had weird traditional Asian food, which was cheap, easy to make, and could be made in large quantities. I eventually started to believe it was wrong to eat my home-cooked meals and that I needed to start eating more Americanized foods. Although I felt this way, I could never bring myself to ask my parents to go eat out because I saw that they both skipped meals to save food for my sister and I. I knew my family could not afford to eat out, as my parents were constantly working hard, saving every penny and making sure money was not spent on uselessly. I felt left out and was made fun of for not having the privileges as the other kids. It made me feel alone as a kid growing up, and I was the only one that felt this way. Growing up, I experienced guilt because of the way I lived and who I was, since it was different from the other children. My parents were put in similar positions while they were finishing school in America. They were able to talk to me and feel how I was feeling. There is an astonishing amount of pressure put on other people, including younger children, to follow social norms established by the public when they should be taught to be independent instead. It is always important to take care of your children, make sure they live good lives. My mother believed in this especially. As I grew up and entered high school, kids were separated into cliques, which were typically based on wealth. It would depend on what you wore, ate, and drove. People with low-quality things were pointed out by the people with more lavish items. Going to school, my parents had to wear thrifted clothes or hand-me-downs clothing, which they were ridiculed for. My parents did not want me to face these same pains they had growing up, so they sent me to school every day with school supplies and new clothing. I didn't have a problem being raised since the majority of the populations were now Asian as I moved into high school, but I was definitely being classed. I did not have the most up-to-date styles or the newest cars to drive in, so I still looked down upon and laughed at from time to time. Being exposed to things like this, like class discrimination, at a young age helped open my eyes as I grew older and taught me to be proud of where I came from. In the essence of society, no one is really equal because of the way we grew up and what we grew up seeing. The privileged have never been in the shoes of those in poverty, while those in poverty have never had the privilege to rightfully speak out the way they want to. My father and mother grew up working hard in mentally and physically harsh conditions, so they could raise me to grow up in a better place. It is inconceivable to see discrimination being completely erased, but it's not unthinkable to see a society where people can grow as one collective rather than as stratified classes.